Aloha, aloha, kakaia, kakako. I'm Brother Lou.
And I'm Brother Andrew.
And we're sitting here with our ohana from Mauna Kea. Aloha, aloha, ohana.
Aloha.
Mahalo for coming. Thank you guys so much for traveling across and being with us here on Kauai. You know, there's lots of things flying in the air this morning. And first of all, I would like to just say about the meeting at Kanui Kapono was maikai loa and just uplifting. For those of you who made it out, you guys know what I'm talking about. But those of you who didn't, you guys will have another chance at KCC Hawaiian Studies building today at 11:30, I think it is. Yeah, 11:30. Yeah. So last night was amazing, and we talked about the spirituality of the island of the Mauna. We talked about the natural significance of the Mauna, and we also talked about the meaning for us personally, what the Mauna is, and also what it provides. And It's an interesting story. So I am very honored to be sitting here to interview you guys on my show. I only have 45 more minutes to go with you guys, and then they're going to take over on the next show. But you know, the governor had put out a notice, his press release this morning, saying that TMT is allowed to go forward and begin again, and also talking about stewardship, that he wants to see a better stewardship and a sharing of science and the Hawaiian culture on the Mauna, and so he also talks about failing their stewardship up there. But there was no mention of OHA, just kind of sliding that as a side thought. So, yeah, we know who's under the bus right now. Ikalamai, again, you know, and before we begin, I always got to play this. I forgot the boss told me.
The views and opinions expressed during this program of Himene o Hawaii are those of the speaker or speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
So it is my opinion. And I got that cleared out of the way. Okay. So relax and I'm so glad you guys are enjoying our island. So with that said about the governor and his speaking making, I think, the masses to believe that this can continue. What is your thought on that? Who would like to go first? Please introduce when you speak, please, because no more TV. Only get TV over there, but you guys stay on radio.
Aloha no e mano kalani po I ka himolele I ka maalie. Aloha no mai kamoku o kiawe, mai kapiko, mauna wa kea. We send our greetings to all of you from Moku o Keawe, island of Hawaii, to this lovely and divine island of Mano Kalanipo of Kauai. And we say aloha to all of you folks out there and far away, not just here in Kauai, but all those who are listening in. We say aloha to all of you from our sacred piko, our Mauna Awa Kea. And we are part of the Mauna Kea Ohana. And we mahalo for KKCR for having us here this morning. My name is Kalani Flores of the Flores Case Ohana. We didn't read the whole paper today of the press release, but we were able to see part of it shown yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. Without going into the specifics of it, it's not just the University of Hawaii has mismanaged over 40 years of astronomy development on top of our sacred mountain, which has resulted in the cumulative impacts which have been substantial, significant, and adverse to our natural and cultural resources. Now, we didn't make up that statement. That statement is actually in the EIS of the TMT.
Yes.
But the state is also responsible. The state has the has the responsibility and the oversight of protecting our cultural resources, especially in a conservation district area. And what has happened these past 40 years, the state is just as negligent in not protecting it. And there are permits that were issued after the fact. Projects were built on this mountain, and the permits were given after the fact. Permits were given when they cannot even meet the criteria to build something in a conservation district. So 40 years, the state has to take responsibility, along with the University of Hawaii, along with the Board of Land and Natural Resources, and along with all the governors who've been in place, and it's including Governor Ige. Management should not begin after they built the TMT. Management should start now. So what is really disturbing about the press release and so forth is that there are legal appeals that are still in court at the moment as we speak now. And one of the legal appeals has to do with the issuance of the conservation district use permit. So that's on appeal in the Intermediate Court of Appeals here in the state. We also have appeal pending in the Third Circuit Court regarding the issuance of the lease. And appeals are based upon that there are many violations in these issuance of how these permits and leases were issued. And that in essence, these things are still in litigation. So why should the governor or anyone else say construction can continue while things are still in litigation? Because if you're allowed to build and the courts finally decide that there are violations in the way these things were done procedurally or things were done, then there's no recourse. How can you, would they start to take it down? So there's so much things wrong with this whole process. And the governor is at the top of where he could, his administration at this point in time, rectify and make things proper and pono. And so it's unfortunately that the citizens and the people of these islands have to stand up. And in this case, 31 had to get arrested to protect our lands, our sacred mountain. But not just, it's just more than that. They had to get arrested to protect and to enforce the rules and laws that the state should be enforcing. And so there's a lot more to this issue and so forth. And we just say aloha to all of you out there. We hope that you stand with us in aloha for our land, in aloha aina. And we say mahalo and aloha ahui, aloha no tato paoloa na tuiana, aloha no tato.
Thank you, mahalo for that. At the meeting last night, there was someone that asked me a question, not really a question, but his reasoning for coming to the meeting last night, and he wanted to hear about kapu aloha. Yeah, so can anybody reiterate on that, kapu aloha, and what it meant and how it was established, as far as, you know, he was really interested in that.
Aloha kakahi akakako, this is Lanakila. So the kapu aloha, I share like my story. You know, kapu aloha is actually not a new thing for me. I remember back when I was in Kanoʻokaʻaina, when I was a student there, one of our kumu, Uncle Naleka Kalau, whenever we had aha or types of ceremony, he would always remind us about kapu aloha. And as he referred to, you know, it's just the basics of understanding, to be respectful, to mind the kind of things that we talk about, especially during ceremonial times, and how we conduct ourselves, to be mindful of that. And so I remember that from when I was in high school, and then also hearing that from many of my kumu, whenever we go into sacred space and stuff, you know, how do we conduct ourselves? You know, there's, you know, we don't want to ever contaminate our pule, our prayers, or our places with negative energy. So what's the best energy that really is going to give us good mana and good support is aloha. It's kind of a no-brainer. It makes a lot of, you know, it's the idea of the kapu. Again, kapu is it's sacred law. You know, it means more than forbidden. It's really not that. That's just, you know, trespassing signs, like to say now. But it's not. That's not the core. Remember, you can never just translate our language to just one meaning. That's too narrow-minded. We could see from many sides, from different perspectives. So I always looked at kapu as not just only restrictions, but also I always look at it as like their goals. You know, I set a high standard for myself, or I set a goal for myself, and to abide by that, I know that I'm going to make myself stronger in whatever I need to focus on. And so whatever the kapu might be, there's a function and a purpose for it. Yes, it was the traditional religious and legal system, you could say, in old Hawaii. And so today we're bringing forth still the content, or the idea of the concept of kapu. And so what is the kapu that we want to abide by, that we want to hold ourselves accountable for? To be aloha. And in all aspects of what that is, you know, some people are still also, we're stuck in the one mind frame that's been pushed upon us when they use the word aloha, you know. Aloha! Everyone says aloha! Like, everyone's gone to a luau, now they think they know what aloha is. But again, it's much more than that. We know the root, one of the root translations or understandings of aloha is love. But I like to quote one of our aunties back on Mokokiawe, Auntie Luana Busby. She puts it this way too, and I really stand with this. Aloha is a firm commitment to upholding pono, you know, to upholding what is right, standing righteously, keeping things clean and pure. That's all pono. So that's really, you know, looking in depth of what aloha really is. You know, even sometimes, you know, when you gotta scold your kids sometimes because, you know, they're misbehaving, that is aloha.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's aloha. It's because if I didn't have aloha, I just let them run amok, and then they never learn, and then they can get hurt, and that's because I never have aloha
some,
for tell them.
Some kids I know today.
Yeah.
But I tell you, our children today are getting better. You know. They're getting wiser, smarter, and just going on with their education. I tell you, I know we get doctors out there that can come into our hospitals right now, you know, and take the office one floor. So maybe we get on president one day, one real Hawaiian president.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's really looking again that concept.
Yes.
So when we brought that forth, you know, in all of our ceremonies and such for myself that I, again, just speaking my story to this, I've always, that concept of kapoloha has always been there. So now that we're going to be, that we're taking this stand for what is sacred, what is important, and what is, what really is a key element of life for us on Moku Okeawe, and really a symbol of the human spirit. You know, a lot of us, we looked at a mountain that fills us with so much. Why? Because many piko of our kupuna are on that mountain. So yes, we are tethered to that mauna. And so it feeds us mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Yes.
So it's definitely a resource for us, natural resource.
Absolutely.
So when we're up in these areas and we're making this stand, if we're speaking on behalf of something that's sacred, then we need to make sure we speak sacredly. You know, which is with aloha, with kindness, with heart, you know, with the voice that people actually want to hear. If our intention is for people to hear us, for people to listen to us, then we need to speak in a manner that someone would like to. Because I tell you, if you walk into a room, you start yelling at me, I wouldn't listen to you either.
No.
So, you know,
unless it's my mother.
Yeah, you know, my choice. My mama's in the room. But, you know, that really is another principle why we need to make this stand, to stand with that way so that people will hear us. And
absolutely.
Because we're speaking from our hearts, we're speaking from our soul, and, you know, we are in the next, I feel, the next stage, the next step in reclaiming who we are as a people. And part of that is just holomua, moving forward and not carrying on, you know, the ball and chains of our history. We have to separate ourselves from the things that's going to hold us back so that we can continue to go forward with all the knowledge and the ike that we have for our kupuna. So with that, it's not ever to forget our past, but it's to be able to learn from it and move on.
Yes.
Move forward with the knowledge gathered from whatever happened in our kupuna, with our kupuna. So in this day and this stands, we've been able to get this far. by being peaceful, by showing that aloha. Mm-hmm. And so I know it's very hard when our emotions are there, but so for myself, I'm also a student of the fire traditions, you know, big idea, we still get Pele. And so really with that, it really does teach us the understanding that sometimes the chaos,
yes,
and the hardship,
mm-hmm,
is somewhat necessary.
Absolutely.
Especially when things become stagnant.
Yeah.
But we need to be able to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just stay in the chaos, yes, of the eruption, and we, yeah, can just see it as destruction.
Yes.
But really what that is, it's giving life.
New
it's
life.
Continuing life.
Yes.
And it's cleaning us along the,
yes,
way. So we have endured a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Our kupuna, and many of us, now we need to learn, gather all of that knowledge,
mm-hmm,
and experience, and move forward.
Yes.
And that's when we'll be able to really stand with aloha.
Yes.
When we can purge ourselves from the things that hold us back,
yes,
and move forward in the full aloha of our kupuna.
Nice. Ah, mahalo, mahalo.
Louis, can, yeah, I add to that?
Sure.
Aloha everyone out there. This is Pua Case from Moku Keawe. And Lanakila is bringing up so many good points, everyone out there, because now with the report and the decision by Governor Ige, there will be a call out that occurs. And I know many of you will feel that perhaps you need to be on the mauna, and many of you have already come there when the call has been given previously. And an understanding of kapu aloha is so essential when you make that decision. If you do, whether it is to stand with us on the mauna or stand from wherever you are, that we stand united in that kapu aloha. And that means standing in our full strength. That means standing, encompassing in everything that our kupuna have set forth before us, and in order to make our kupuna proud of us, because indeed we are standing on our kupuna. Mauna Kea is that for many of us. So if you feel when you hear the call that you will join us on the mauna or stand from wherever it is that you will hold that space for us in your strength, then we ask that when you come to the mauna or when you represent your ohana, that you stand with us in that kapu aloha. And again, that is a firm commitment to pono, standing with everything that we have, standing as tall and strong as we can be. That is how we will stand, and that is also the kapu aloha for us. So mahalo for asking that question.
Ah, mahalo, brother. That was a good question last night. I hope he was listening.
A really good analogy that I just wanted to put out there that I've noticed. I just wanted to share it because I've had a lot of brothers come up to me and say, oh, that one helped me kind of just clarify. So, and I share this with my keiki a lot, with my students. So basically is this. What is easier to do? When someone gets up in your face or insults you or something, what is easier to do? Swing your fist? You know, let your tongue just lash right back? You know? Or hold yourself, listen to what they're saying,
mm-hmm,
comprehend that,
mm-hmm,
maybe formulate a response, mm-hmm, and how you deliver, and think about how you're going to deliver, mm-hmm, that. Or even to simply hold yourself high and remove yourself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's easier to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real easy just to swing the hand or to lash out. I watch, you know, 2-year-olds do that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, a stronger person would take which path?
Yeah.
A stronger person will be able to take that harder road to hold themselves. You know, if when we lash out without thinking, again, these are very much like Pele's story.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with everything after.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, understanding kapu aloha helps to hold, mm-hmm, us, and it keeps ourselves in check. It reminds us. Yeah, it's not some outside force that's going to bring this onto you and hold you accountable. It's, yeah, for us to hold ourselves accountable to achieve and reach for a higher goal and be able to really show our strength. Because when we lash out mm-hmm. and when we lose that control, mm-hmm. that shows our weakness.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you're listening. For those of you listening in right now, this is Himene Ohawai'i, and you have been listening to my Ohana from Mauna Kea, and this is Radio KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224 CQ Anohola, K284 AL Haleiwa. Ooh, that was emotional for me.
That was awesome.
Nice. Let's take a listen.
Numbers.
And let's listen to the brothers Beamer, Keola Beamer, all the way up to Mauna Kea.
E lei ke a ke no ho mai like Mauna Kea, Mauna Kea ki e I luna ku kila kila. Kila kila no luna I ke ao. My friend and I would sometimes roam the trails of Mauna Kea. And in the evening we'd come home and see her standing there. The moon moves around her when she sleeps. The clouds stand beside her when she weeps. And I could be forgotten and a thousand miles away, and still I would recall the beauty of Mauna Kea. Now to any land you go, she will be with you. If you love her like I do, oh Mauna Kea. And I live in the city now, and I see different things in the nights when I'm alone. She's in my dreams. The wind spins around her when she wakes. The sun spreads its warmth across her face, and I could be forgotten and a thousand miles away, and still I would recall the beauty Mauna Kea, of Mauna Kea, of Mauna Kea.
Ah. Hey, mahalo, mahalo. Oh. Had to take a short break on that on this song again. Beauty of Mauna Kea from Keola Beamer, and how appropriate. How appropriate. Okay, we're on the air. We're back on the air. Bro. Ah, I tell you. Hey, but you know, that's how our show. That's our show. And that's why it's Kauai Community Radio. Yeah? So, but we just exited from talking about Kapu Aloha in such an emotional statement and platform to work on. You know, I don't want to say work off of, it's work on, because as we're talking about standing on the shoulders of our kupuna, and they set the foundation for us to go forward. And I just wanted to tell a little story about what you were talking about, Kapu Aloha. You know, my two grandkids, they teach me a lot every day how to be kupuna. And, you know, they constantly fighting, the two tiras, I tell you, my two girls, they just like to fight with each other. And I always come in the middle of them, I go, you know what? It's time to hug and kiss right now. You know, kiss your sister. Love your sister. No, I hate my sister. Oh, what a bad thing to say to your sister. You know, you love her. She's going to be your best friend forever. You know? And then the other girl, I love you, sister. I don't like this. And start hugging. And you just see this melting away of the spirit, you know? And that was so emotional for me when Sister Pua was talking about and reiterating on the Kapu Aloha. Kala mai. Sorry, all this. But yeah, so, but moving on, talking more about what's happening and why you're here, and what I gathered from my energy, and I just paged back to gathering all that energy that we here on Kauai are just battling. We've just been battling one after another. And the last government battle was the Super Ferry, and where people actually put their lives on the line and actually jumped in the water while that prop is moving. And, you know, once that thing sucked you in, that's it. And people were actually doing that to stop what we believe was not, you know, good for our island and our economy. And, you know, all these political people were coming into focus and going, but this, but that, but this. But they were hiding a deeper meaning, you know, which was for military use and all of this. But what was so funny was when they did the first trial, what Kauai had spoke about, other things coming into our aina, the invasive species and everything. What happened? Somebody went to Maui, went steal rock and bring them to Kauai, you know, and they got busted. The first trip, the very first trip of the Super Ferry, pow. After that, pow, pow. So I am speaking to the listeners today and allowing them to understand that same emotion and the same energy I begin to feel for what is happening. But the focus of Kapu Aloha and Aloha Aina is amazing, and that's how we should carry on our lives every day.
Louis, you may make a comment. This is Kalani Flores. Yeah. Comment back on the Super Ferry.
Yeah.
So if we go back to the Super Ferry, if you understand the whole process. What ended up is it ended up in court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the court basically says the state did not follow due process in completing an important part of that, which was the EIS. But it's a TNT is in the same way, is that the government officials rubber stamped the permits through to get the Super Ferry through. They had to go through and allow the Super Ferry to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when the court finally decided that you guys didn't follow due process, that's how come the Super Ferry got stopped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're at the same point this time.
Yep.
They're allowing the TMT to, they rubber stamped all the permits and everything through political influences and business pressure and outside pressure from outside of Hawaii, because this TMT International Observatory is a corporation from outside of Hawaii. And so our government, our state, is allowing it to go through without following proper rules and procedures. And they want to allow it to be built. And at the end, when the court finally decides that they didn't follow the our own state rules and laws,
mm-hmm.
or if you could say the occupied state rules and laws, mm-hmm. whatever you consider,
yeah.
then are you guys going to take the observatory down if you allow it to be built? It's the same. It's following the same patterns that yep. if our state and our people understand that the super ferry is in the same context, like you were saying, mm-hmm. what's being proposed with a 30-meter telescope on the mountain.
Absolutely, and all that money that they spent on each port. Anyway, we need to take a short break. I need to play this. This is our music calendar.
The Hawaiian Music Calendar is supported by HawaiianMusicStore.com. Mahalo, HawaiianMusicStore.com, for your support.
Aloha kakahi a kakako. Welcome to our Hawaiian Music Calendar for Wednesdays. On the North Shore, the Tahiti Nui and Hanalei presents the Kei Nui Connection from 6:30 to 8:30. On the South Side, Joe's on the Green at the Keahuna Golf Course Restaurant and Clubhouse features Kirby Keo from 4:30 to 6:30. Keoki's Paradise in the Po'epu Shopping Village features Chico and Darren at 6:30. And the Seaview Terrace at the Grand Hyatt in Po'epu presents Daryl Gonzalez from 6 to 9. On the east side, Cafe Portofino in Na Wili Wili presents Larry Rivera with his daughter Luraline from 7:30 to 9:30. The Courtyard Kauai Marriott Resort at Waipoli features Leilani Rivera Lowe with Halau Hula o Leilani from 6:30 to 8:30. The Lemongrass Bar and Grill in Waipoli features Hanani Kaui from 6 to 9. The Oasis Bar and Grill at Waipoli Resort features Aldrin Guerrero and French from 6 to 8:30. The Hukilau Lanai at the Kauai Coast Resort in Waipoli presents live Hawaiian music from 6 to 9. Shutter's Lounge at the Kauai Beach Resort presents Jonah Connings from 7 to 10. And there's a free hula show at 5 p.m. at the Kokona Marketplace Shopping Center in Waipoli featuring Leilani Rivera Lowe and Halau Hula o Leilani. If you have Hawaiian music events you'd like posted on our Hawaiian music calendar, please fax it at least 1 week before the event to 826-7977 or email it to events@kkcr.org. Attention, Linda. Mahalo Nui Loa. Have a great Hawaiian day.
I'm the DJ.
And
not speaking the Filipino, DJ. Hawaiian. aloha kakai a kakako. You're listening to Radio KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. I'm Brother Lou.
And I'm Brother Andrew.
And sitting in the house with my ohana from Mauna Kea. I just, I wanted to move on and talk about what's going on up at Mauna Kea. And those of you who are listening and want more information, pretty interesting, and educating yourself is going on YouTube and looking at all these different things that's happening up there. And one of the things that captured me was that it's really educational up there. I mean, you guys are having a whole full program of speakers and educating the people that come and an audience of a nice group of people sitting around and listening and actually feeding their ike as far as knowing what's going on there. And one of them was really interesting. I forgot the boy's name, but he brought us from back history about all the issues and bringing us up all the way up to understand the land and it's not ceded land anymore. It's Royal Crown land. Yeah. So anybody want to talk about that educational part that's going on up there and stuff, and what kind of things you guys are talking about and teaching?
Well, we've just actually have a plethora of different things going. Definitely we've invited up different people. Some people have offered to come up and just share ike. All kinds of stuff. Because at one point, after the first couple of weeks when, they had not tried to come up, we realized, okay, we want to be functional at this time too. It's a long time to sit and to watch the road. So now we offered some hula workshops up there, and people, we even had some Hawaiian astronomers kind of come and share the traditional ike of how to read the stars. And gosh, we've had lomi up there. Ooh. Acupuncture. People just need to come in kako'o as well. But also this mindfulness of malamakukino.
Mm.
You know, as I always share, you know, you got to take care of your temple mm. first, and then the temple. That's how we're able to malama the exterior temples and sacred places. But really, it's just been a desire. Just, you know, we have this platform, we have this community attention now. It's also another place, you know, I feel our kupunas and the mauna is giving us this opportunity. It's another awakening, another ho'ala. And so from there on the mauna, people coming and continuing to hear our stories, continuing to practice any form of our culture, any tradition, and sharing. Why not?
Yes.
To take the opportunity to do this. And also just to bring... bringing awareness again of the situation. We always have on hand with us when we started the Aloha Checkpoint. The whole Aloha Checkpoint was we were giving information to the guests that were even the tourists who come, not even just people coming to stand for the mauna, even just tourists who come up. You know, people are we're recognizing too. You know, in that cup of Aloha, we're not looking at these people. Oh, just, you know, just coming in. It's like these are people. And as we found too, we've found a lot of allies with these po'e malihini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people who had, or again, a lot of people who have no idea about the situation, no idea about Hawaiian history and culture, but they're very open to hear about it, given the opportunity, and also to learn from it. And people are expressing things that they're sharing, what they're dealing with back where they're from. You know, there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people we met too was telling us about what's happening on the continent with mountaintop removal.
Mm.
And then you have the oil spills, and you have all these things going on. So people all over the place, of all different backgrounds, from all different parts of the world, are all facing things like this.
You
and
know,
so that talking story is really opened our eyes.
That is so very interesting, you know, because you have started a movement around the world. You know, because my last caller, I just got a caller from Santa Cruz, you know, and he's a missionary. And he's decided to go to all the churches and see how they feel about the indigenous.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another thing that talking about indigenous and sacred places, I just got back from Japan, and was really interesting. I decided to stand and hold a Japanese sign. At first, I was trying to make my sign, so I had somebody help me. They didn't know how to translate Mauna Kea. I actually wanted to translate Mauna Kea into Japanese, but so my first 2 days, I had Mauna Kea, or Let's Save in Japanese and Mauna Kea. So it was kind of interesting because the hula dancers, the people who love our culture, they all knew that English writing, Mauna Kea. So they were attracted to me, and we'd talk and stuff like that. And I also met some really interesting people as we move closer to Mount Fuji, which was my thing to do, was to get to Mount Fuji and to pray for us there also, to connect that mauna. And I found out how the parallel, how sync both those mountains are. And so my question was to one of the workers that work up there, and very good brother of mine, Takeda Line, to the Takeda Ohana. They're called Takeda. The Takeda Ohana is known for the unbeatable samurai. And so their area there is almost on the bottom slope of Mount Fuji. And their town got wiped out from one of the floods there, from Mount Fuji. But they looked at that not as a devastation, but as a blessing. And so I asked them, you know, how many years science have been in, you know, here in Japan? How come only one telescope up there? And to find out that the telescope is inoperable already, and they're just using it for weather. And they said, well, you know, Mount Fuji is our most sacred mountain. So when they wanted to build something again up there, there was a big, big uproar from all the people of Japan. And so, you know, just understanding that sacredness, both in different cultures, yeah, but at the same thing, we have something very strong in common. And just to find that out and pose the questions and was really interesting to see that duality, should I say, of both cultures. But anyway, it was Maika'i, and I also decided to stand in one of the most busiest train stations and just give my aloha. And finally, I got to make a sign, both in all Japanese, and I just stood in a flood of people that was just passing by. And yeah, what's my
so
time?
Louis, I want to thank you for that, because you, like many others around the world, when we see that happening, because we are all connected by what I call sacred Facebook, because what it does is it does connect us all together, and it does provide us with a support system. And when we see and we have seen, and we hope we continue to see, because we're all in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
When we see people just simply carrying a sign, when they say, "What can we do to help?"
Yeah.
And then they stand with a sign that says, "I am Mauna Kea," or "We are Mauna Kea," or stand like you did. We all saw that video. And when we see that, for those that are standing on the mountain or working behind the scenes and organizing social media or funding or whatever it is that we are all involved in collectively, it is hard work. It is everything. We give everything to what we need to do to stand for the Mauna. And when we see videos like yours or the many others of you who have done that for us, please continue to do that, because in the coming days, we understand as we sit here in these chairs that when we go back to Hawaii Island, yes, we are all going to need to go to the Mauna, and the next steps are coming, and we need to organize and regroup and stand strong and with all that that entails.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking for support to help us to stand stronger. So we thank you for doing that, and that did really... you know, it makes us laugh, and it makes us cry, and it makes us celebrate the fact that people all over the world are standing, and it's not just standing with us, it's making them stand stronger in their own, whatever their situation is. And when you say that somebody's going to go to, you know, all the churches and see how they feel about it, those people who are sitting in churches maybe will understand it most easiest, because if you just say the Mauna is a temple for us, that Poliahu for some of us is an altar. You know, when you say things like that, those people in the Halipule, I think they're going to get it right away. They're going to say, "I see why they're standing, because wouldn't we stand for our church, for our place of worship, where our higher power dwells?"
Absolutely.
It is no different, and even more. So mahalo.
You know, we need to get, you guys going to be here for another hour, so...
Yeah, so stay tuned, listeners. But I just wanted to, you know...
We just changed our format to the...
I want to talk about that little stone that hit the water and how it created the wave. The last day as I was leaving, I got a phone call from Mr. Sean Shinshiro, who puts on the biggest hula thing for the Golden Week, and he devoted the next four days to Mauna Kea and the awareness of Mauna Kea. And he said more than 10,000 people every day will be attending. And so they will open up with the awareness of Mauna Kea. And I was just stunned. And he posted some stuff on Facebook too, and he wanted to invite me, "Please come, you know, to speak." And I said, "Ra, in 1 hour I'm gone, I'm back to Hawaii." And that was just my ending of my whole trip there. And but just to let our listeners know, just that little ripple, what you, and like you guys were talking about last night, whatever prayers, whatever things you can focus on, and just give that prayer to the Mauna Yeah, and just that alone will lend support also. Man, my show is ending already, and I don't like leave. I like talk some more, but you know, it's going to be really interesting today. We have two more meetings at KCC Hawaiian Studies, 11:30, and then 5 o'clock at Ha'a in Kapa'a. Hey, Ha'a in Kapa'a. See, Brother Lou, never give up. I made a rhyme before my show was over.
thank you guys.
But yeah, stay tuned for Songs of Sovereignty coming up.
Say that the Kahia has been put out there.
Definitely.
You know, and we're taking this to another level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like man the first line.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
sending out a Kahia to all my friends. You know, I'm making the trip there, and you guys are going to be hearing me for the next week, for the next couple weeks. Whenever I come on air, and we're going to be there, you know. Waiava Road, we need to stand for this one, you know, and let's go.
Okay,
you guys,
so
you guys everywhere that's listening to this, Brother Andrew,
hi,
calling you guys to the mountain. I know you guys listening. We're going to the mountain, and I'm going to let you guys know when, okay?
Yeah. Aloha. We're going to take you all, you guys. But before we go, for Kauai Community TV, look in the camera and just wave, everybody. Yeah, mahalo. Mahalo, you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming and supporting us. Mahalo. Stay tuned for Songs of Sovereignty. Stay tuned for Songs of Sovereignty coming up next. Mahalo. Oh.